Hello, alongside the dogmatic Ryan Sir, I'm Don Helbig, and welcome to the Pick 6, the podcast by the Attractions Group, where we bring you the latest top stories from the attractions and amusement industry.
Thanks, Don. Before we delve into this Pick 6, let us remind you that you can follow us in all your favorite podcast apps, Apple, Google, Spotify. You know the drill. Make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel by searching for The Attractions Group Podcast, and give us a follow on Facebook and X. Don, kick us off.
Lightning Rod, one of Dollywood's most popular attractions, has reopened. The ride debuted a new high-speed chain lift that'll provide guests with a more consistent and efficient ride experience. Despite the removal of the launch system, once the coaster trains reach the first drop, the ride experience remains identical to the previous format, revered by coaster enthusiasts around the world. With the anticipated improvements to the ride, it's estimated that an additional 1 million guests will be able to ride Lightning Rod this season. Ryan and I had a chance to ride it this past weekend. The ride does remain identical. If there's anything that's changed at all that I noticed, it's a little bit smoother, a little bit more airtime. I thought it was fantastic.
That's good to hear. The high-speed chain lift, does that feel fast, or does it just feel like your typical chain lift?
I mean, it goes up at a decent rate. I mean, it's not slow or anything like that. Now you're not getting launched like you did before, but it always slowed down just before you reached the top anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, so once you get up to the top, I mean, it's identical. And the great thing about it is, you know, it's going to be reliable. You're going to have the ride up about 99% of the time instead of down 60% of the time.
Yeah, that's always been a problem with that ride, even in my experiences, the downtime. All right, let's move on. So we got some pretty amazing news out of Kentucky Kingdom. While you and I are sitting here wearing our Hawaiian shirts, for those of you who are not watching on YouTube, Kentucky Kingdom is actually getting ready for the holiday season already. So, you know, obviously Hirschen bought Kentucky Kingdom a few years ago, and it's extending its season by 24 days for 2024 for Christmas at Kentucky Kingdom, which is going to be an $8 million holiday event with over a million lights. Holly Jolly Junction for reindeer food and cookies, Santa's Village for meeting Father Christmas, and a snow zone with a four-story snow tubing hill. So, you know, they advertised that it was going to be big, and, you know, this is much bigger than anybody had anticipated. I think I told you, like, I'm pretty sure it's something to do with the wave pool or something like that, but I was wrong, so were my sources.
Yeah, very pleasant surprise. I think it's a great thing for the city of Louisville. A great thing for Kentucky Kingdom and all of its guests. You know, I'm very excited about it. And in fact, I'm so excited I bought a season pass.
That's great to hear, Don. Kentucky Kingdom's one of those parks that doesn't get nearly enough credit, but this is included in your 2024 season pass. So what a deal, right?
It's a great deal. It's a nice park. I think, you know, with Hirschen involved, you know, it's going to be done well. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. All right. What's up next?
Six Flags Great America in Jackson, New Jersey. It's preparing to open for its 50th anniversary season. That'll begin on March 16th. The amusement park will launch the Wild Safari Park on March 30th, the Flash Vertical Velocity ride this summer, the Savannah Sunset Resort and Spa on June 14th, and a new Splash Island area with a treehouse play structure and seven slides on May 18th at Hurricane Harbor. A lot of exciting things going on at Six Flags Great Adventure.
Yeah, do they sleep over there at Great Adventure? Because it sounds like they've got something going on in every aspect of the park.
Yeah, it seems like every time we turn around, there's something new being announced there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so moving on to merger news, which, you know, I'm almost tired of talking about it, but we're just getting started, really. But the Six Flags shareholders overwhelmingly approved the merger with Cedar Fair. Out of the 83.5 million eligible shares, 67.4 million voted yes, 195,471 voted no, and 158,821 abstained, as per the Tuesday filing with the SEC. However, this vote isn't the final verdict, as the U.S. Department of Justice is reviewing the deal for antitrust issues. Notably, Cedar Fair shareholders won't have a say in the matter, leading to the content among some of the long-term shareholders who believe the structure is designed to prevent their vote, which it's an interesting take, because the reason why the Cedar Fair shareholders don't have a vote is because any merger in which Cedar Fair retains 51% ownership negates the unit holders from a vote, And with that dividend payout that Six Flags is doing, that's what's happening here.
Yeah, and it's interesting that when this first was announced, what, in November, mm-hmm. you know, it'll close first quarter, you know, end of March, then it'll take place in June. And now you're hearing out of Cedar Fair that sometime this year. So, you know, it's had a lot of changes in that. It's going to take time. But like you mentioned, though, it's, you know, we're just getting tired of talking about it. You know, we're just now looking forward to it getting closed and moving on with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But it's probably going to happen. And this was expected, by the way. Nobody was on the fence about it on the Six Flags side. All right.
Nope, not at all.
Next up.
The Friends of Bay Beach Amusement Park may give two engines and three passenger vehicles to the Bay Beach Amusement Park in Green Bay, Wisconsin, according to an agenda item for next week's Parks Committee meeting. The train is categorized as a used 2007 CP Huntington train, but it is not stated where it'll be obtained from or how much the group would buy it for. It's exciting, though. You know, anytime you get a nice train ride in amusement park, I'm all about it.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, some of the classic rides out there are the train rides, Dollywood, Kings Island, Silver Dollar City, and so on. So it could be really cool.
Yep, looks cool. Saw, you know, the pictures of what they were talking about. And, you know, like I said, anytime you can add a train ride, it's a good thing.
Awesome. Well, let's move on. I think we're heading to Kennywood next, if I'm not mistaken. So Kennywood triumphs with Potato Smash as the victorious name of its patch-themed bumper cars. Securing the win with 20,000 votes. Families have had a chance to relish this cheesy ride together. Families now have a chance to relish this cheesy ride together. I see what you did there. As the new experience boasts a lower height requirement, the vote for the most appealing new ride naming sweepstakes drew in nearly 20,000 participants, with Potato Smash emerging as the favorite choice, claiming half of the total votes. So it's interesting that we're getting Potato Smash from Kennywood, and we're getting Good Gravy from Holiday World. I see a theme forming here.
Yep, some great tasting rides, right?
Yeah, I mean, if there's anything that any critique I had for both Holiday World and Kennywood is that their rides tasted terrible. So I'm glad to see that that's getting upgraded nowadays.
No, what I liked about it is they involved their guests, you know, let them have a say in what their ride would be mm-hmm. named.
That's true. All right, moving along.
All right, our listener questions, we got a couple of them here. The first one from 10W. He says, "You're my favorite industry podcast, accompanying my commute each week. As a train enthusiast, I'm curious, which theme park, in your opinion, offers the best train ride?"
You want me to go first, or should you go first?
Go ahead. Yeah, you go ahead.
My favorite train ride is probably Dollywood Express. I mean, that's a pretty easy answer. I would say Dollywood Express. I think Cedar Point's creeped up a little bit on me. And both of those are coal-fired, and I think that's, like, super neat. And then the reason why Kings Island's kind of fell a little bit, although their trains are some of the neatest, is that they are propane-fired, so it's not nearly as authentic. But if I had to choose one, it would be Dollywood Express. How about you?
No question about it. It's the Dollywood Express, you know, 20-minute ride. Mm-hmm. You're going through the mountains. You know, it's tough to beat that one. I do like Cedar Points, but it's Dollywood.
Yeah, me. Cedar Points, I didn't know that they had the whole Boneville thing until a couple years ago. So I can't believe I missed out on that for like 15 years of visiting Cedar Point. So that's very, very cool.
Next question. Yeah, next question is Jimmy Carson, mm-hmm. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He says, "I'm going to Orlando on business next month and want to slip in a visit to Walt Disney World." While you're there, yeah, you got to do that. He says, "If I only have time to visit one of the parks, which one should I choose and why? Thanks."
That's hard to say. The quintessential answer is Magic Kingdom. If you've never been to a Disney park, then probably Magic Kingdom would be a good one to go to. My personal favorite Disney park is Epcot. Epcot is probably my favorite park, like, on Earth. I'm going to settle on this. If you haven't been yet, go to Magic Kingdom. Make sure you buy the Lightning Lane if you only have one day, by the way. But that's a good, like, quintessential, like, you understand what Disney's all about with Magic Kingdom. If you've been before and you're just looking to make some sort of trip and you just want to have some fun, maybe Hollywood Studios. That's a great park with a lot of, like, more thrilling rides. I'm not sure when you're going, but you know, Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster will reopen this summer, so you'll have a coaster to ride. It's very similar to Flight of Fear, actually. And of course, the greatest ride of all time, Tower of Terror. And then some fun things like Muppets and, you know, Rise of the Resistance, of course. But I don't know, Don, if you could only visit one, what would you recommend?
It's going to be Magic Kingdom. You know, you kind of touched on a little bit. To me, it's the most magical of the parks. I think it's the one park where, you know, you feel Walt Disney's presence the most. You know, so I would pick that one.
I mean, but the thing though is, like, if he visits every year and he just wants another worm in his ear as to, like, which one should I visit, I think that maybe Hollywood Studios would be better, especially if it's an adult that, like, kind of likes the thrill and stuff. But you're right, you know, if it's like your first time visiting in a while, or you're only going to visit once in a long time or whatever, then Magic Kingdom would probably be the best route to go. But yeah, so hey, we're running a poll on our X platform, formerly known as Twitter, which amusement park or theme park stands out for the best wooden coaster lineup. So the options are Holiday World, Kennywood, Kings Island, and you can just go to attractions underscore GRP to cast your vote on you know, the platform formerly known as X. But hey, I'm Ryan Sir, along with Don Helbig, and this was The Pick Six.